commence with Ruku number 3 of Surah Al-Hijr, verse number 26. After talking about certain atmospheric and certain geographical facts, Allah spoke about the mountains, Allah spoke about the heavens and how the devils try to go to the top. Allah spoke about sending down rains and water. Now Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala shares with us certain human facts, facts about our own creation. This verse, وَلَقَدْ خَلَقْنَا الْإِنسَانَ مِنْ صَلْصَالٍ مِنْ حَمَئٍ مَسْنُونَ. We have created man from sounding clay, which is made of fetid mud. Now, Allah is the foundation or the fountain of all perfection. Yet, the very first time around, Allah created man, the masterpiece of his creation, in an innovative way. The indication here is, if Allah did it so innovatively the first time around, why should it be difficult for Allah to do it the second time around? This is addressing those who negate ba'd al-maut, resurrection after death, right? And resurrection after death, as I've explained previously, is important because if you don't believe in resurrection, you don't believe in accountability, you don't believe in reward and punishment in the hereafter. Now, what was Adam alayhi salam created from? Here Allah uses the word salsal, which has been translated as sounding clay, which reaches the state after being baked in fire. So when it's baked in fire, it gives off a sound. When clay is baked in fire, it gives off a sound. Hence Allah also in other parts of the Quran uses the words kalfakhar. Then hama'im masnoon, fetid mud. It's mud which gives off a bit of a stench, a bit of a smell. Allama Shabir Ahmad Rahmani Rahimahullah says, it's possible that Adam alayhi salam's frame, his outer body, was first made with wet mud. When it dried, it gave off a clattering sound. It then went through various stages before Allah blew in it the ruh, the human spirit. In Ruhul Ma'ani, Allama Alusi Baghdadi Rahmatullah Ali says, it is though Allah poured some mud and formed thereby the image of a hollow human. There was nothing inside. This mud became dry until it gave off a sound. He then changed it in various stages until he blew his spirit into it. Fatabarakallahu ahsanul khaliqin. So glory be to Allah, the best of the creators. Shah Sahib Rahmatullah Ali writes, the mud was first moistened with water, and the fermentation caused it to rise, you know, like dough. And that is when it emitted a sound. This became the outer body of man. The qualities of mud, which is weight and hardness, has remained in man to today. Whereas the qualities of fire, which is lightness and sharpness, has remained in jinn. That is, they were created from hot air. Raghib Isfahani rahimahullah tells us that hama'im masnoon and tinil lazib, these descriptions used in the Quran and other similar words, show that soil was mixed with water and dried by air, while the word fakhar shows that this was heated by a certain extent in the fire. So because the mud was to a certain extent heated in the fire, there is a fiery element in humans, even though we're not created exclusively from fire like the jinn. And that fiery element is basically our desires. Hence Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala says in Surah Al-Rahman that he created man from sounding clay like the clay of earthenware, and he created jinn from the flame of fire. So this is a bit of an explanation in terms of the different words the Quran uses, salsal, fakhar, tinil lazib, hama'im masnoon, to talk about the creation of man. But the translation here means salsalim min hama'im masnoon, from sounding clay which is made of fetid mud. Now in the next verse Allah talks about what he created jinn from, after talking about what he created man from, and we'll discuss that tomorrow inshallah. May Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala grant us the understanding.